Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Chris from Boston.
Hey.
Hey guys,
Chris has a big event happening today, Kennedy.
Oh yeah,
it is his 25th birthday.
Oh, that's a shame.
That is a shame, Chris, because we are not allowed to give birthday shout-outs on this show. We have attorneys, and we don't own the rights to birthday or shout-out, yep. Apparently. So sorry, we cannot mention your birthday on the air. Okay.
That's totally fine. I understand.
You can rent a car, but it's all downhill.
Yeah.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Chris?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Remember when you turned 25, Annie? What was that, like 5 years ago?
One.
Remember, if you tie Kennedy, you lose, Chris. Five pop culture trivia questions. Question number one, Oprah gave poet Amanda Gorman earrings and a caged bird ring to wear yesterday during the inauguration. Oprah created her own production company in 1986. What is it called?
Harpo. Her name backwards.
Tim McGraw said he was a little apprehensive back in the day when he found out Taylor Swift's debut single was named after him. Tim McGraw has been married to which country star since 1996?
Faith Hill.
Katy Perry capped off inauguration night with a powerful performance and a whole bunch of fireworks. Katy Perry was before Katy Perry was a pop star, she began her career singing which kind of music?
Church music. Seems like the church choir or something.
Matt Damon is reportedly selling his LA mansion for a cool $21 million. Matt Damon stars as who in the Bourne trilogy?
Jason Bourne.
A Charlie and the Chocolate Factory prequel has been announced and set to release in 2023. What is the name of the young chubby boy in the film who gets sucked up in the pipe in the fudge room?
Oh, I have no idea.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
There's some weird things that go on in my brain, and I just need you guys to know that's why I write these ones.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Chris got 4 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
You bet.
Oprah gave poet Amanda Gorman earrings and a caged bird ring to wear yesterday during the inauguration. Oprah created her own production company in 1986. What is it called?
Harpo.
Tim McGraw said he was a little apprehensive back in the day when he found out Taylor Swift's debut single was named after him. Tim McGraw has been married to which country star since 1996?
Faith Hill.
Tied it to question number 3. Katy Perry capped off inauguration night with a powerful performance and a whole bunch of fireworks. Before Katy Perry was a pop star, she began her career singing which kind of music?
Like Christian rock.
Tied it 3. Matt Damon reportedly selling his LA mansion for $21 million.
Like you do.
Matt Damon stars as who in the Bourne trilogy?
Jason Bourne.
We are tied at 4, going to the final question. A Charlie and the Chocolate Factory prequel has been announced and set to release in 2023. What is the name of the young chubby boy in the film who gets sucked up in the pipe in the fudge room?
Augustus. Augustus.
Like bloop, bloop. I don't have it.
It's with a G.
Gloop.
I'll give it
no,
to you.
No, don't. I don't earn it. But
he's
that
a little
was good.
German lad.
Oh, yeah. Lederhosen for days.
The song was stuck inside my head when I woke up this morning. And they go, Augustus Gloop, Augustus Gloop. And it's all the Oompa Loompas dancing.
You have a weird head.
I really do, Dan.
I think we all do, y'all. I wouldn't want to spend time in mine.
No.
4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Chris, thanks for playing. And again, I do apologize that we cannot wish you a happy birthday for your 25th today.
It is a bummer. Yeah.
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Chris in Boston, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Vanessa from Gardner.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Good morning.
Vanessa is on her way to school. She teaches fifth grade math and science.
Oh. God love you. Yeah. Mm.
Thank you.
I wonder if right now I could do fifth grade math and science.
No,
I'm leaning
not.
No.
No. No.
No, you could probably not.
Have they already learned how to use deodorant by that age?
What does that have to do with anything?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, fifth grade is like DARE, and then they start teaching you about hygiene, all that stuff.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure, think of it.
I asked that question because I'm going to have a fifth grader next year, Kennedy.
Does he smell already?
Can I do my job?
Yeah, you should probably tell him. Here's some Old Spice.
Axe. Body spray.
Stop.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. No big surprise here. The breakdown of Kim and Kanye's marriage will be a major storyline on the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Which network has that show been on for 7,000 years?
E.
Claire Crawley, the first star of the most recent season of The Bachelorette, is broken up with Dale Moss, the guy she left the show to be with. Who replaced Claire on the show?
Keisha Adams.
The inauguration of the 46th President of the United States of America was yesterday. Which singer performed the national anthem?
Lady Gaga.
May the odds be forever in your favor.
She crushed it.
Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse got upset when a writer compared the group's fans to Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol. He said ICP fans are easy targets because they're so misunderstood. What are Insane Clown Posse fans called?
I have no idea.
And Rob Lowe thinks America needs a Brat Pack reunion to lighten the mood. He even had some crazy ideas like a Scooby-Doo type cartoon or a Brat Pack season of Big Brother. Name 3 other members of the Brat Pack.
Nope, I don't know that one either.
Yeah, gotta be an 80s baby for that one.
Yeah.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Okay, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you. How we do?
Vanessa got 3 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
The breakdown of Kim and Kanye's marriage will be a major storyline on the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Shocking.
Which network has aired that show for 7,000 years?
E.
Tied at 1. Claire Crawley, the first star of the most recent season of The Bachelorette, has broken up with Dale Moss, the guy she left the show to be with. Who replaced Claire on the show?
Tayshia Adams.
Tied at 2. The inauguration of the 46th President of the United States of America was yesterday. Which singer performed the national anthem?
Lady Gaga.
Tied at 3. Violent J from the Insane Clown Posse, Kennedy.
Yep.
I know one of your all-time favorites.
I am a big fan.
He got upset when a writer compared the group's fans to Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol. He said ICP fans are easy targets because they're so misunderstood. What are ICP fans called?
Juggalos. Whoop, family. Whoop. Family. Whoop, whoop.
Wow.
I'm the hugest fan. You don't understand.
4-3. Question number 5. Rob Lowe thinks America needs a Brat Pack reunion to lighten the mood.
Yes.
Name 3 other members of the Brat Pack.
You got your Molly Ringwald.
Okay.
You got your Emilio Estevez. Yeah. And you got your Ally Sheedy.
All of those are correct. I also would have accepted Anthony Michael Hall, Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, Judd Nelson.
Good enough.
Well, Kennedy, congratulations. You get the win. Nice work. 5-3 final score. Vanessa, you should go in and teach your kids about juggalos today.
They're all about family.
The gathering of the juggalos looks like a time, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, there's a lot of weirdness, but they would never allow violence to happen.
It's a good documentary.
It really is. Fascinating.
All right, Vanessa, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Vanessa from Gardner, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.